Exercise change.
From what you know, what would be helpful when trying to maintain motivation?
Oh, I think, as I said, it's about habit formation. I think there's certain periods when things get tricky. And I think those three monthly kind of cycles are there. It's easy to go back to behaviour, or events happen.
Hmm.
Our experience here in Christchurch, you know, I read in the paper the other day that, you know, we're going against the national trend here in New Zealand around smoking.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, in fact, people are taking smoking up, and that's stress related. So what's the plan B for those people who have been have given up cigarettes but actually finding, you know, dealing with insurance companies and maybe losing their jobs or losing their houses and that cumulative stress? So it's kind of interesting that we often go back to the old habits that we have. So maintaining change is often really a challenge.
Mm.
Now, in some ways, then the question is, but once we form a habit, then often that can be self-supporting.
So that's automatic behaviour type.
Yeah, well, it just becomes what we do. Just, you know, we continue to maintain that, and from that point of view, I think it's useful. So how do we maintain motivation? Well, I think we have to regularly also have some variety, and I think that's the big thing in exercise too. That it's easy to go, yep, I go to the gym and do my same routine. Now I've been, you know, doing that for a while. Now, you know, it's time for some variety now to do something a bit different. So again, it's that idea of also, we do like some novelty around things too. So one of the things around maintaining change is maintaining some novelty, I think, and doing some different things from time to time.
Sure, and that would link back with what we're talking about before about preempting things, issues that may come up. And boredom is one of those things that you'd need to think ahead about. So what am I going to do when things get a bit stale?
Yeah, yeah. And who do I then ask for some support around that too? I think the other thing too, I think change also happens in the context of reinforcement. So, you know, again, what's the reinforcement we're getting for that from other people, from ourselves? You know, so do we have people that actually can support us to make those shifts?